She cut me open just to watch me bleed, and now she's gonna strike me blind. Some of the demons you burned at the roadside, some of the others have kept up the chase, chasing you down until you have to decide just which one to finish and which to erase. I've got a real heart, 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 I've got a radio heart. So I gave up the money that comes with the part. I can't miss with the in crowd, so turn me up loud. I gotta
welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 172. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by The Secrets. That song is called Radio Heart. I believe that was originally released in 1978, though I think I also have that on a 1983 album. That is probably easiest to find on Titan. It's All Pop, a compilation released by the Numero Group in 2008. That is a lovely album there of power pop from the Titan label based out of Kansas City. So bands from KC and Omaha and a few other regional acts in there. That particular band, members of still around Kansas City. They later turned up in Shooting Star and Rainmakers and Elders. And I think several of them still sit around in some of the jam sessions that happen weekly. So check that album out. Fantastic power pop. And as I said, from that Titan, It's All Pop compilation. Coming up next, I've got a track by John Vanderslice. This is called Convict Lake.
We'll be right back. A lost bobcat found himself in the camp. I held him close, I fed him by hand. And then I took another tack. My friends came down way too soon. I stayed high like the silvery moon. Oh, 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 oh. I awoke in a hospital bed. Like Gulliver tied up in thread. You can't take back what you put in your head.
Thank you.
All right, that was Vincent Minor with the track Heavy Metal Lover off his self-titled album that came out September of last year on Social Science Records. Vincent Moore out of Los Angeles, singer-songwriter type. I enjoy that song, and there's another song on that album I enjoy as well, but the rest is a little too commercial and a little too Jason Mraz for me, so your mileage may vary on that one. Before that, John Vanderslice with the song Convict Leg. That's on his new album White Wilderness, which came out January of this year on Dead Oceans Records. That album recorded with the Magic Magic Orchestra, so giving some new sounds to John Vanderslice to experiment with. Saw him live and performed that song, and it was fantastic, just him and his drummer. He is currently on tour, and I know I'll be catching him on Monday at Daniel Street in Milford, Connecticut, but I think that tour is wrapping up soon, so hopefully you caught him on that one. If not, rush, hurry, and see if you still can. Okay, well, let's tell you how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. Hopefully, it's good music, and hopefully you come back week after week, but if it's not, it's okay. We'll get through it together. I do have some good things for you here. Here's something from Cass McCombs. This song is called County Line.
On my way to you, old county, hoping nothing's changed, that you're thank you.
That is indeed The Curse of Being Young. That is by Hunks and His Punks from the album Too Young to Be in Love that came out on Hardly Art Records in March of this year. A band out of Oakland, California, fronted by Hunks from Gravy Train, or Seth Bogart as he is known to his mother. Before that, Cass McCombs with the song County Line. That's on his new album Wits End, which came out April of this year on Domino Records. An album that took me a while to get into, but on a recent road trip across the plains of North Dakota, it seemed to make a lot more sense to me, so I'm kind of digging on that one now. Well, I see I'm out of time here, so let me wrap things up, let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 172. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or follow me at Sid Much Rock on Twitter. We're going to close things this week with a track by Explosions in the Sky, one of those long, expansive tracks that I tend to close podcasts with. But this is an album of long, expansive songs, so there's nowhere else to do with this one. This is Kong. It's called Let Me Back In. I believe it's the first track on the album. The album is Take Care, Take Care, Take Care, and it came out April 26th on Temporary Residence Records. So this expansive Austin, Texas band doing it again. If you liked the last album, you like this one. There's really not a lot of change, growth, or variation, but maybe that's not a bad thing in this case. Here we go. Let's wrap things up with Explosions in the Sky.